February 1945. In the heavy Allied bombing raids, the Albertinum suffered less serious damage than other museums in the city. However, the staircase caught fire, and the blaze destroyed Hermann Prell's opulent stairwell design. These two small-format bronzes of Aphrodite and Prometheus survived because Prell had kept them in his possession. They were his models for his final sculptures, both a good 2 meters high, lost in the fire. Hermann Prell had actually trained as a painter. But in 1890, when he was commissioned to paint the stairwell ceiling, he developed a monumental Gesamtkunstwerk of wall and ceiling murals and sculptures. He took his inspiration for these works from Greek mythology. The central field on the ceiling showed the Olympian gods battling with the earth-born Titans. He then set scenes from the myths of Aphrodite and Prometheus on opposite walls. For Prell, these two gods symbolized beauty and fate. From old black and white photographs, we know the marble figure of Aphrodite stood to the east in front of the Wall of Beauty. Just emerging from the sea, she's wringing out her long wet hair. A dolphin rubs against her legs. Prell set up his Prometheus in front of the Wall of Fate to the west, opposite Aphrodite. In Greek mythology, Prometheus not only stole fire from the gods to give to humankind, but also taught them the arts, crafts, and sciences. Ultimately, he helped to defeat his mother Gaia, the ancestral mother of the earth. Prell shows Prometheus exhausted after the hard-won victory of the powers of the mind over natural forces. Prometheus rests one leg, bent at the knee, on his mother's head as he tries to tear his bonds from his chest. This bronze figure came directly from Hermann Prell's artistic estate. Aphrodite was acquired from the art trade for the collection in 1994.